Action Park Media.
Get a mic check here. 1, 2, 1, 2. Episode 25.
Quick shift pod.
At Quick Shift Pod. Darren McCarty.
Dustin Penner.
Dave Anderchuk.
All valid choices. Mm-hmm. Good. Dustin Penner, DP.
Only guy to win a cup with the Ducks and the Kings.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Friend of the family. I'm working on my backwards walk. Walking with no shoes or socks. And the time rewinds to the end of May. I'd wish we'd never met that day. That's my backwards walk, Frightened Rabbit. It's a Scottish band. In honor of the Toronto Maple Leaf fans cheering, chanting, we want Florida. Is there anything that this organization can do that doesn't make them look like crazy people?
Well, in context, that video looks crazy, but I think that was them saying that they would be getting ready to beat Tampa, right? I mean,
No, right. It was like, bring on Florida, like we're calling our shot.
Well, no, they didn't want to play Boston.
Oh, okay. But you wanted to play Florida and you're about to get fucking swept by them?
About to bring out the brooms, yeah.
I apologize for the French.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's...
You really covered yourself on both ends there, Sean, if I'm being totally honest.
Well, it's the great state of Florida.
Sunshine State.
It's the Sunshine State.
Sunshine State Sean.
Yeah, Sunshine State Sean.
Sunshine
yeah.
State
I like
Sean.
The ring of that. Mm-hmm. Boom. Speaking of which, I'd like to thank Happy Dad, friend of the family, okay, in honor of the Toronto Maple Leafs, the fans, the origin of the Nelk boys, okay?
Those guys are big Leafs fans, right?
Very much so. Yeah. It's in their DNA.
You gonna have a sip?
I may.
Okay.
It's gluten-free pineapple, and I believe newly released Happy Mom. Mm-hmm. We do not have any cases of that yet. Smart. Smart. We could just go right in. I guess I felt like you have something to say.
I mean, typically we don't do free ads on Quick Shift podcasts, so I'm not quite sure what we're doing here, but you know what? You're at the helm, Sean.
You throwing out the olive branch?
I am.
Saying, hey, let's get in business, let's be friends?
Maybe, yeah.
Those guys are advertisers. They're, you know?
Maybe they'll make a Quick Shift tank for you.
You never know.
You never fucking know.
By the way, great piece of merch, Quick Shift tanky.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Anything else, Scott, before we... start. You've had 2 days off, right?
Yeah. Well, it was the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, but I worked yesterday, put out a couple of clips, a 100K banger on TikTok.
Oh, by the way, I guess our TikTok, we have some clips that are surpassing the 200,000 views.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's booming. Quick Shift Pod on TikTok.
At Quick Shift Pod.
Yep. And Instagram.
TikTok is the same. At?
Yep.
Okay. At yep. Quick Shift Pod.
And you still refuse to jump in the game because of China. Because of China. I don't want anything to do with it because China.
See, if you were a seasoned veteran of the podcast game too, you would tell people to like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. You did well on that the other day. Kind of missed, a little distracted by the Happy Dads.
Well, I appreciate the love and support from everyone. And yes, like, subscribe, share.
There you go.
Thumbs up. Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as a like?
That's the same thing as a like.
And you know what? Comment. We've got a robust comment section in the on the YouTube page.
Man, do they hate you.
Are you looking at Scott?
No.
I'm just saying.
You guys are both looking at me.
More praise than you these days.
You're a polarizing character.
You are.
I love to jump in the comments.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, I would say that I'm on the verge of calling
superstardom.
The demise of the Toronto Maple Leafs. I know a few days ago I said that they were going to be baby spoon fed by
and
the Florida Panthers.
And then you flip flopped on it and you said that per some inside info that you had that you felt good about their chances in Florida.
Not exactly true, okay, but I was just trying to keep it positive, and it is actually classic reverse psychology, all right?
Right.
When you've been in psychological warfare as long as I have when I played the game, it's psychological warfare. It's classic reverse psychology.
Welcome to the spin zone.
Now, I would also like to just follow that up, reiterate with the fact that my Gerard Gallant suspicions, my Gerard Gallant opinions seemed to have flowered, so to say.
They sure did. I mean, you said that, and then he got canned immediately.
Pretty much 12 hours later.
Yeah.
Kevin?
Well, do you think that there's a world where he didn't do himself any favors with that press conference?
Oh, I think that you were very clear.
Was that the nail in the coffin?
I think that you were very clear that he got lucky by getting past the losing season, not getting fired, and then to say that on a podium in New York City.
That didn't help his case, yeah?
No, that was the nail in the coffin.
Nail in the coffin.
Yes.
Maybe he knew it was coming, so he wanted to fire.
I'm trying to start the movement of hire Avery as the head coach of the New York Rangers. What do you say in that situation? You lose to New Jersey in Game 7 like that. What do you say when you go into your press conference?
Well, first of all, I'd like to start by saying that I have put my name in the hat officially.
Okay.
For the head coach position of the New York Rangers. I have my staff.
Bridgeport.
I have my staff already contacted. We've worked out everything, responsibilities.
A couple of responsibilities.
Do you want to leak who like the assistant
I'm actually thinking about having a co-head coach with Steve Ott.
Ooh, okay.
Because, you know, I just want to be able to bounce in and out. I don't want to be around too much bothering everyone. Game days, obviously, it's a lot.
The head, you're saying you don't want to be a full-time head coach. You want to share the duties. Who's their minor league team?
I just said it's the Hartford Wolfpack.
Maybe we can get you in a number two spot out there. But I don't think you're getting the on Broadway. Go ahead.
May I finish? So I would have the co-head coach, okay? I got the whole thing, the whole org chart set out. You want to talk about changing culture, okay? They've been talking about changing culture for years. Villeneuve and Tortellini and whatever the other guy's name, Gigi, okay? They didn't change the culture.
Yeah.
They got the train moving on the tracks. I'm talking about going in there and defining what a New York Ranger player is. Do you have what it takes to play in the most famous arena in the world, in the biggest market? Are you a guy that wants to be here for 10 months a year, live like a fucking king? You're a rock star, but I need you every night to do what needs to be done, and you do not take nights off. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean I have a hoopla and I have 24/7 and look at how I make them run laps on the track. Fuck all that shit, okay? We're about dumping and chasing, hungry on pucks, and playing the right way. And we will bring a Stanley Cup to the city of New York.
Chip and Chase.
Chip and Chase.
Chip and Chase.
Okay.
Could have been a good alternate name for the pod.
Oh, yes, it could have.
Right. And on quick shift, yes, it could have been Chip and Chase.
Yes, it could have. All right. I mean, I'm fully here to support you. I don't know how I feel about the co-head coach.
Well, you're either in or you're in the way. I know support me or you don't.
You do things your own way. I'm here to support. Don't get me wrong.
You're saying if they offered you a position with the Hartford Wolfpack, you wouldn't take that?
I would kindly decline.
Really? You want to go right to the show?
Kevin.
Sorry.
Why don't you toss me one?
Sure. Nice catch.
Good one hand.
I mean, it wasn't the best throw either. All right, so Gallant out, Avery potentially in.
Do you also know there's a professional roller hockey league?
Yes, I did know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is just incredible.
Yeah,
like,
so, crazy. But I mean, this show is Avery boots on the ground.
I woke up this morning to a DM from an individual who was walking to work. This is early Monday morning in Toronto, Yonge Street, one of the longest and most famous streets in Canada. And
oh, that's in Canada?
That's in Canada. That's in the city of Toronto. On Yonge Street. First of all,
somebody was kicking that one up and down the street, and that guy just grabbed it.
It looked way too clean.
Right. Is someone throwing that in the garbage?
It looks like no way. That is a
Avery
crisp
burning party.
Do you think he like collected enough money and then went into the store and bought one?
I just want to tell you, I am in the ether right now. Okay.
You are.
My vibe is strong. It's bouncing off the walls. This is when you do one of those weird clips you do, Scotty.
Right.
My aura, my vibe, my ether. I got a bum in Toronto wearing my pristine 16 jersey Monday morning after the Leafs go down 3-0.
You came in today on one. You did. You came in guns
firing,
blazing.
Firing.
2 days off.
Complaining about the internet. You're just on fire.
We got an internet guy here right now.
Yeah, we do.
We have fiber.
The man. Let's roll into the Leafs game. Leafs, Florida, first period. The core four for the Leafs. Marner, Matthews, Tavares, and Nylander. 0 points through the series.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Pettit, Jeter, Rivera,
right.
Yeah.
And Posada.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you. Listen, 7 shots, I believe they had last night. So,
is that true?
Yeah, I saw, what's the guy's name? Rick Rally.
Rick Rally.
He did a video, $40 million, 7 shots.
Yeah.
Wow.
40 sheets. I mean, your cap's 90.
Uh-huh.
You got 4 players. You're 40 already. I mean, where are these guys?
Yeah.
Where are these guys?
And they had a goalie change, right? So bringing in the backup, I mean,
we barely
knew who the starter was.
Yeah.
Who is this guy coming off the bench?
Well, and Samsonov got hurt because that dud number three, Justin Hall, he ran into him, took a penalty. I mean, you know, baby fed by a spoon? Mm-hmm. Would that not be the most accurate description you could ever come up with at this point?
It's pretty on point.
Are they going to sweep them?
I think so, yeah.
And getting swept is probably worse than...
The gentleman's sweep?
Right.
You should have... Yeah, the gentleman's sweep. It really is so gentlemanly,
to give
right?
him a game?
You know? No, don't. Don't. Oh, that's what the gentleman's
right?
sweep is.
Isn't that what the gentleman's sweep is?
It's 4-1.
Five? Yeah.
Five.
So what is 4-0?
It's a sweep.
Just a dick kicking.
A dick kicking.
Four teams in NHL history have come back down 3-0 to win the series.
Okay. Do you
the Leafs did it in like 1860. Yeah. the Islanders did it in 75. Flyers in 2010. Kings in 2014. Mike Richards, the only guy to do it twice with two different teams.
Wow.
Get the fuck out of here.
Good stat, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That might be one of the greatest like asterisks you could ever have behind your name.
It's a good one to have. And then to go on. Well, they
to
lost
do
the
it
cup.
Twice.
They lost in the finals in 2010, but. They came back against San Jose in 2014 and then beat the and then won the cup.
Testament to his character. I don't know if the Leafs got that type of character.
No, they don't. They don't make them like they used to. I'll tell you that.
Mike Richards, man.
Take Mike Richards on any team.
Goodness gracious.
Any team.
Goodness gracious.
I mean, they come out of the gates pretty good. They go up 1-0. Florida ties it. Leafs go back up 2-1. You think they got a little bit of life?
Yeah, no.
Going into OT though, what do you guys think? You.
Oh, that TJ Brody. I mean, I don't like to attack guys personally that often, okay?
Sometimes.
But what a disastrous showing. And, you know, then I'll come back to it. Now, that means, why is Sheldon Keefe keep putting this guy out on the ice? Why is Justin Hall in the lineup? Like, you guys have a black ace. Look at Luke Hughes.
Uh-huh.
Look at Luke Hughes. We'll get to it.
Yep.
But, you know, just put somebody in there, new blood, because look at Brody's. Look at his compete level. Look at him just... lollygagging. Oh my God, did he get walked? Did he get worked? He should never see the ice the rest of the playoffs.
Yep.
However long it goes.
One game.
Well, they really looked like they were playing not to lose. You know what I mean?
Who's that?
The Toronto Maple Leafs. They didn't put their foot on the gas, Sean. I don't think that's a laughing comment.
They need to play loose.
I apologize.
They need to play like the
I'm
Devils.
Getting...
They just feel they are feeling the pressure of the moment.
There's no scrap, no grit ever.
Yeah. Yeah, but to play loose means you do play a little gritty and
right.
you know,
Florida,
you got some
Florida
ornery.
Florida playing, you know, with some character. By the way, there's your rats. Florida, New Jersey.
They brought them back. Yeah. Those are unofficial rats, though. They're not actually sold in the arena. You know, they used to
sell
them.
So those don't go into escrow.
They don't. Mm. That's not a hockey-related revenue. No.
Because here's the other thing that I was thinking about, and the Leafs fans are just sick enough to maybe potentially do something like this, but if it would be a delay of games, enough Leaf fans, let's throw some rats at them. That's what I do. I write up a bunch of people, Leafs fans,
that's like Antifa.
To go undercover.
Right.
Like Antifa.
Florida. Throw a couple rats out and let's get a delay a game going.
But I think we should hire Antifa. We'll send them in there in Leaf jerseys.
And people forget, you know, Pittsburgh, if they had won against Chicago at home in the regular season, Florida's not even in the playoffs, so who knows where we are if they win one game.
I was telling you guys when we were towards the end of that the regular season, I'm like, guys, this is like on that last day, anything could happen.
Yep.
Teams that are out are competing. It's crazy.
Totally.
Yeah. All those games... That just seem, it's Tuesday night, just a regular game, then I don't think too much of it.
Yeah.
comes back. Every time it comes down to a game. And even in baseball, where there's 162 games, it always comes down to a game. Yep. Every game counts.
Yep. Yeah, the dog days of February.
So I think we're all in agreement that might have been the nail in the coffin in the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I mean, stranger things have happened. Could you imagine if Toronto comes back?
No, I couldn't.
Can they now? Again, same thing. I said this.
Toronto comes back, I will find that guy that's wearing my jersey on the streets of New York. I will fly him to California, and he can move in with me for 6 months, and we will run a full rehabilitation program.
Wow!
You get him in the gym. Get
everything
him eating, right.
Jiu-jitsu. No, jiu-jitsu. Yeah, he's on the mats.
I love it. All right, so Sean, you already mentioned it. Luke Hughes made his way into the series yesterday.
Yeah.
First appearance.
Yeah.
Look pretty good. Well, obviously the Devils look pretty good.
And you know what? Jeez. Golf claps to the Hughes family, yeah. The parents.
Yeah. Good parents. Good parents. Good parenting skills.
I mean, congratulations. Enjoy it. You're probably going to be able to enjoy it for a long time, but like...
You're probably super rich.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and they should be.
Mom and dad are just chilling, like
they
alternating games.
Florida, right? Yeah, full like Delta, Million Miles Club, the whole
first
deal.
Class, the whole nine.
You know,
maybe wherever. They get the Hughes family jet. Is that possible? That's probably a little expensive.
I think these pricey. Kids will make enough. Yeah.
Any idea where they're from?
Freddie,
no clue. I believe they're American though.
They are American.
Yeah,
I feel like they're from the New York, New Jersey area.
And the kid, look at that pass. Oh my God, that was Timo Meier's goal. That was yeah. That Jack Hughes pass.
Mm-hmm.
My good God.
By the way, all the big guns for the Devils had big games.
Came out. Yep.
He
Hughes
did
four,
that.
4 points.
Wow, that was silly.
Yeah.
That was the first goal of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what a way to start.
Mm-hmm.
See, you get an assist like that early. You're just a jackrabbit. Like, look at him.
Great play.
He
right
feels
here.
So good.
Yep.
Oh, then he scored that?
Yeah.
Freddie, you got to have that.
Wow. Well, Freddie got pulled.
And he loses the million-dollar smile, had a few teeth knocked out.
Yeah, well, some would say that he gained a million-dollar smile.
There you go.
Bobby Clark, We all know that picture. Mike Richards, another great player without a tooth. There's been many. You know these guys, what they do. They lose... See, they lose these teeth from the root. That's not a half break where you can go in and get bonded. That root came right out of his mouth.
Look at that
okay,
hole.
Which is wild for a healthy adult tooth to be pulled out of your mouth. Like right. You know, that's a torture scene in most movies.
Yeah.
He loses that, so the only way to fix that is you have to put an implant in. Well, you're not going to put an implant in while you're playing. So they get these denture things, these things that have a roof, and they stick it in their mouth. And these guys lose them, and then. They get it replaced, and when they lose it the second time, they just say, forget it. And they basically go the rest of their life without a tooth. I mean, Ovi doesn't... When was the last time Ovi put his tooth in?
You think Jack Hughes is chasing chicks? You think he's got... You think, do you shut that part?
Yeah,
but I'm saying, during a playoff run, do you shut that kind of stuff down?
Maybe it's like...
depends, right? Everybody's
maybe it's like different. Maybe it's like Chelios and drinking, you know, in between series. That's when you get back
you
on
win
it.
One.
Yep. I got to think Jack Hughes is doing just fine. I mean, I have a feeling he's not dating girls from Jersey.
Probably not.
I'd say that he's dating girls from New York City.
Yeah.
Kev?
Yeah. Well, who knows? There's some, you know, who knows? I'd be curious.
Polisher.
Somebody knows.
Hey, there's some babes in Jersey.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course there is. But I mean, that doesn't, he's also all over the place. I mean,
yeah.
He could have a girlfriend in LA.
I'm sure his DM box is healthy.
I would like.
He must have a sick DM
healthy
box.
DM box.
I would like the New Jersey Devils to bring Mike the situation to crank that horn.
What about Snooki?
Can we? No, I want Mike.
Okay.
It's a situation. All right. And
there
I want
a situation.
And I want him cranking that thing. Can we fix? How have they not booked that already?
The situation at the Rock.
Yeah. You ever met?
I have
met the situation.
I've met the situation. Yeah. Met a few. Met the cast.
My mindset on Sebastian Aho has also completely changed. He's a gamer, man.
Yeah.
Aho's a gamer. I thought he was a little bit soft.
Me too.
He's crushed that.
Yeah,
yes.
No.
And I do. Again, I said I hate to blame it on the market, but I just don't watch a ton of them during the regular season. But this kid plays with grit. He scores big goals.
He's also stepped up huge with Teravainen out and Svechnikov. He has elevated his game for
sure. I'll tell you, this series is not over.
Far from over.
I'm not going to say that I said it, okay? But I wasn't really concerned with Carolina winning the first two. This Jersey team.
Do they go back to Freddie Anderson?
No.
Or do they go back to Rotte when he had one bad outing? I mean.
Oh, no. I think they lock in with Freddie.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
He's been playing great. I mean, they came out and steamrolled them game three, but
okay.
he's been strong in
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Well, usually you give a bad night, like a Patrick Waugh is allowed to have a bad night. Dominic Hasek, Chris Osgood. Quickie didn't have many bad nights. I saw that record when he went on that run. This was a terrible penalty call, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad. It was a terrible call. If you remember.
I wonder if they call that if it's a tie game or a one-goal game. 5-1, you maybe are a little looser on that penalty shot call.
You might be onto something there, but that's terrible to
think.
Nice
little move, though.
Top Golf, the sponsor for the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Speaking of sponsors, Happy Dad. This is
our non-sponsor.
Our non-sponsor.
Gluten-free pineapple flavor. All right.
Are you looking for a repost? Maybe they'll give us a little repost on that.
I don't
He's
count
got
likes,
something
bro.
Going on.
I don't even have a TikTok. All right, kid.
Because of China. Just not. I don't want them having my information. China is tracing us.
Oh my God.
But yeah, Sean, I think it's pretty obvious that
Kev, you would make so
here.
Much fucking money if you set up your Cameo account, but you only did Trump impersonations.
I don't have a long enough.
It doesn't
matter. I can only say certain words.
It doesn't matter.
You got a good Trump, bro.
China. It doesn't.
You got a good Trump.
I can only say China.
You could. The fuck around and find out guy says four words, and the guy's made $1 million this year.
The fuck around and find out guy is amazing.
Okay.
By the way, did you see Evander Kane? Is that
the
package?
We got it at the end of the package.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I feel pretty good about this. Can we?
I like it.
Scoot it on down.
Yeah.
Look at Hughes, though. What a magician.
Yeah.
What a was that a real goal?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yep. Ooh.
Let's look at the tussle, though.
Holy shit.
See, this is what I'm saying. You know, you got to have somebody's got to fight somebody here, right?
That's what the Leafs are lacking right here. You're down 7-2. By the way, this guy murders.
I know, but play with your hair. Stop playing with your hair.
He's trying to keep it out of his
All
eyes,
right?
bro.
He gets shit kicked. Like,
close
your eyes.
Hair.
Close your eyes and just swing.
What do we think of that, though, Sean? He pumped him a few times when he's down.
Yeah, pump
him
away.
Yeah.
I mean,
when
you hit the ground, you're supposed to.
It's supposed to let up, yeah.
Or is that, I don't know. We're asking. We haven't been in any.
Seemed like you were telling.
I wasn't telling.
Seemed like that was a wee situation.
It was not a wee situation. And if I could, I apologize for Cam.
I think you
pretending to know anything. I mean, is it illegal?
I don't believe it's illegal, but I never did it, so they didn't create a rule about it. I think fucking hit him as many times as you can hit him.
Is that not a gentleman's rule of the game that you don't hit
know,
him
Scotty,
once you're
what
down?
Do you do in your roller league when you drop a guy?
I'm not the enforcer. People fight for me.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I saw a guy take a shot at Scotty early on.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he punched him.
What happened?
Well, you know, it's Wednesday night roller hockey. What are we going to do, fight?
Did you see the video? Did you watch the DM of the video I sent from a guy getting suspended for life from his men's league team?
No.
He was so pissed off. He skated to center ice with the puck when they had full possession, and he took a slap shot at the other team's bench.
Send me the video. We'll dump it in.
Dump that in.
Took a slap shot at the other team's bench. I used to. There were times where I've shot a puck intentionally at a linesman and a referee without them. They knew it was kind of intentional, but it was on the border where you
very
couldn't actually prove it.
Very easy to deny. Like, what
yes.
are you talking about?
Yes.
Why would I do that?
Yeah. Like, you just called that. I'm going to now put a fucking hard clapper around the boards and off your hip.
How about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we move over to Vegas.
That's your team.
Oilers.
Kev. My guys.
Casey's squad.
It's your team.
Are we going to see Johnny Quick in the series or not, bro?
That's
well, is goaltending a little bit of a question mark?
No, I mean,
I think
Edmonton,
you put Quick
Edmonton
in, yeah,
scores
right.
a lot of goals, but maybe you need a little playoff Johnny Quick magic.
Yep, you're right.
Maybe he pulls something out of his hat.
Like Bob.
Know.
Like Bob in Florida.
Yeah.
Vintage Bob. Why can't we see vintage Quick? That kid's got a shot.
He's
boy.
Competitive, yeah. Who, Bouchard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him. And you know, if they're going to do that, let's just not let McDavid or Draisaitl beat us, that guy will beat you.
Yeah. Well, that's what opens up. He's a little bit cross-eyed, eh?
I just wonder why they would even acquire Quick if they're not going to toss him in at all.
I agree, Scotty. Oh, my God.
Well, there were some injuries. I think a few of the guys were hurt. But, yeah, why would you? And if anything, you get him for the playoff run.
Exactly.
And you're giving up a ton of goals.
Mm-hmm.
Did Bouchard get two playoff goals in the same period, like slap shots like that?
Yeah. I think we just watched that.
I think we just did. Wow. Same exact.
Actually, no.
Because to Kevin's point, they're so worried about McDavid.
Look
so
how, yeah, he's like, oh,
so it's like,
not...
you know, now they got to drop down, close that seam, and the chase is on. This kid's just
look. They got to go. They got to double up. They got to double up on Draisaitl. Keep an eye on McDavid. Yeah. Look at how much space he's got there.
And what a cannon this kid has! Yep. Oh, I mean, that was heavy.
20 jump in the shooting lane there, buddy.
So easily said.
Hey man, I block shots all the time back in my day, scoring goals and blocking shots.
Oh,
I doubt you were a shot blocker.
Yeah. No, I really was.
It's hard to do that from when you're hovering around center ice.
Yeah.
This waiting for a quick up.
Yeah. Look at this guy. Talk about quick ups. Oh my gosh!
What a goal! One-handed goal by McDavid. There.
That's just strength.
That's just
horsepower and torque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. American made, Canadian
three
zip.
Let's give me a Johnny Quick cutaway.
Have we seen him yet?
I don't think we've
seen him. You know, he's in the dressing room. He's on the stationary bike. He's
staying loose.
He's staying loose, but he's also staying where you can't see him.
But okay? does he oh my
he's
God,
pissed off.
But does he go at a certain point like, guys, I mean, he's Johnny Quick. He can voice that, right?
You'll feel his energy. And you know what? The guys might be a rally call from the guys. Like, let's
Petriangelo goes, hey, coach.
Yeah,
come
let's
on.
See. You know, having that veteran leadership, right, is like, it's calming in the mm-hmm. dressing room. And if then he comes out and he has one good game, you never know what can happen. Mm-hmm. You never know.
He's Johnny Quick.
But fuck Conn this Edmonton
Smythe winning
team.
Goal. He's got the shot. Oh, my goodness.
When they're hot, man.
Oh.
It's just.
Scotty, we should have made. You know what, man? Whenever you and I are talking about a random bet like that.
I know.
Because now I got to imagine the odds are different.
What's interesting is that
1,000 plus 1,000 for Draisaitl to win the Conn Smythe.
You had
which
that
is still a ways away. It was on the board and we looked at it.
Oh man!
But I mean, unless McDavid gets a couple hat tricks here, he's not going to catch Draisaitl in goals.
Listen,
I mean, he's having a better Stanley Cup run than McDavid is.
You would have never thought, you know, 3 weeks ago that Draisaitl would basically be the star.
Right. I'm sure McDavid is happy with it.
Oh, he loves
McDavid
it.
McDavid had himself a 4-point night as well. It's not like he's disappeared.
Yeah, takes the pressure off McDavid a lot.
Yeah, the Conn Smythe, great trophy. Get my name on the cup.
Mm-hmm. Look good, feel good. Mm-hmm. Connor McDavid, he chews the mouth guard too, yeah?
Yep.
He's a mouth guard chewer.
He's a chewer.
That's an Adderall pacifier. You know? Passies.
I don't know if McDavid's on the zips.
Do you call them passies with Kennedy? She doesn't really use them, does she?
She's not. No, we're off the pacifiers.
Oh, nice. You guys are on fire over there.
Yeah.
Of course. You know, some kids like pacifier it up till they're 4.
Oh, yeah. No, we try to get rid of that stuff.
Yeah. Nice.
This is just an absolute shelling.
It's a shelling, yeah. Goodness. This is where Vegas gets on the board. Good hand eye here. I mean, nice little goal.
Yeah.
Kind of lucky, but
yeah,
it seems like the Oilers are rolling, Kev.
Yeah.
Your boys are firing on all
cylinders.
I don't
need to see all the rest of these goals.
No, this is it.
It was a blowout.
We kick it over.
What was the final here?
I believe it was 6-2.
They got it. They got it. They got to get quick. They got to get quick in the game.
Yeah.
Got to get them in the game.
I agree. There's a rally call for Johnny Quick.
Come on, man.
Okay. Start the chatter online. You know, you put shit in the ether, right?
There's got to be.
You never know what happens. You see me as a co-coach next year. In the Big Apple, okay?
Co-coach, bro.
You, you know?
Like, I can't commit to this full time, but I really, really, really want to help put us in the set. Set right. us
no,
in the
it's
right
part
direction.
Of the... It's
oh, my
the,
God.
This is where we kick it over to
oh
Kane.
Oh, my goodness.
Talking about pumping when they're down. He was certainly doing that.
How about the lady that gives him the bird?
There's also some talk about he lands some body shots here as well, right?
Heavy body shots.
We just saw it at the beginning there.
Heavy body
is
shots.
Is that a no-no body shots?
No, that's okay. Look at she's warming up back there. Look at her. She's pissed off. There she hits him with the birds.
That's a Vegas local right there.
That is a beautiful. You got to love the game.
You do.
Hey, what a game.
You do.
Good on her. Why
right,
doesn't she become
let her crank the horn?
Yeah, and why is why aren't they putting her on morning shows like they do with the guy crying
right.
in Toronto?
Right.
They made him famous. Yeah. She's way cooler.
Oh,
that was a throat shot,
elbow to the throat,
I mean,
a couple bodies. I don't know.
Nice. See, smart. You don't hit him in the nuts. He's got a jock on, right?
And then he drops the fuck around and
find
out.
This is where he drops the fuck around and find out. Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yep. And I mean, it ties into QSP.
What do you think of him, Sean?
I like him. I like anybody that goes
when
on national
fuck
television.
Around, sometimes you gotta
find out.
He's got some off ice issues.
Even though you're a non-swear guy now,
he's fine.
Oh, look, he blew her a kiss. Let's get this lady on the... Let's get her on the potty.
She's got a bracelet.
Yeah.
Hey, if anybody, what does access? That mean? Free, I don't know.
Drink free drinks?
Maybe.
The chairman's lounge? Yeah.
Hey, if what's anyone he giving knows her? The lady, Godfather? DM us.
He's giving her the Godfather.
Yeah.
Hey.
And then we have
he was blowing her a kiss.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, even better.
And then we have the Muckers. The Muckers
are
quietly just rolling.
I guess it's because I can only really have one team.
Jordan
but
Eberle.
If I was watching another team, I would say, because I love the Muckers,
if
right?
you were going to have a fourth team
well, yeah,
out of
really,
the eight, you would choose
you
the Seattle
only have
Muckers.
One, you do only have one team, Sean.
But
that's true.
You know, I'm only one man, and I got so much bandwidth, and I don't know if I can cheer for multiple Muckers. That was another shot off the face.
Yeah, we have seen a couple of those.
Jesus. Jeez. Oh, God damn, that sucks. You see the light, just the knees go out. I mean, as tough as these guys are, they're still going down with
that. They're still human.
I mean, look at this.
Oh, God. Orbital blown.
Fuck.
By the way, it's lucky you had that face mask.
Yeah.
Hey, if you were in the league again, would you wear a visor?
Well, I'm grandfathered in.
You're grandfathered
question.
No, I wouldn't wear one. God,
really?
No. No, you take that. No.
Is it because it's the badge of honor?
I don't know,
that you've
man.
Been in the league? Like Matt
it's
Martin
like I don't roll
one.
With ear protection at jiu-jitsu and I'm getting cauliflower ear.
Well,
okay?
That's not going to be good for acting.
I know. Well, but, you
so
know.
So maybe throw some headgear on out there. That's all I'm saying. Think about it.
I mean, yeah, this is six in a row that I have personally dropped now, as I am a Dallas Stars fan. Six in a row.
Basically, just like, we don't want you rooting for your...
I shouldn't
stay
be,
away
I really
from
shouldn't
Oilers.
Be rooting for anyone.
Stay away from the Oilers.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea, Scotty. Just be a fan.
Just be a fan of the game.
Yeah.
I am a fan of the game.
You no, are, I know, but not so specific. You know, like your game.
What's the worst case scenario matchup? Does the Seattle Kraken and the Florida Panthers, like, as hockey guys...
Well,
we
how about...
It.
How about an all red state Stanley Cup final in Ooh. Florida, Texas?
Ooh.
Yeah, but I'm saying
like
the NHL,
that?
The NHL the, wouldn't love that, right?
The Lib wants the red state matchup.
Well,
Libby.
Libs. Hey.
What do we got here? Is this Zuckerberg?
All right, well, we'll close it out on the hockey.
Please, for a moment, okay? Before anyone, and listen, I'm torn, right? Because I know that this guy's trying to destroy America single-handedly through
Who's
his
Zuckerberg?
Wife and a lot of funding. Wisconsin, mm-hmm. You can read about it. But for one of the richest men in the world to go and do this, it's just
character.
You like it?
It's so admirable.
You like it?
Yes, it's okay. it's insane.
Yeah, it is.
It is insane.
It is.
All right, because first of all, he's susceptible and
he's vulnerable.
Yeah.
He's That's vulnerable. As vulnerable as he's been in years.
But he is wearing a gi.
Yeah, and he's also, he did no gi also.
He did no gi.
He did both.
I saw some picture with no gi. So
in
is
the
he,
same day.
Oh, is he getting murdered right now?
No, he wins.
He won on points.
If he won, he won. And by the way, I hate to say it, but let's call it what it is. Did he really win?
Right.
Oh, come on.
Guys. I'm just asking. Did they throw a fish out there?
Here's how I'll leave it. You always win when you show up.
I agree. There's no way he's going to lose that. Oh, he's walking out on that one. On that note,
you're not even going to tell us if we're going to get a matchup here?
Could you take Zuckerberg?
Here goes Gimpy.
It looks like Zuckerberg might have caught you in an ankle lock. This guy's limping around.
I mean, I would like to see Pups.
Him and Zuckerberg can't be
Pups,
in the same weight class.
Pups
but
and Zucks.
Zuckerberg might just be in his head.
Yeah. Clearly owns a lot of real estate.
He owns a lot of real estate. Sean said Zuckerberg's looking at him, mad dogging him, locks him up in the gi. Can you imagine if Zuckerberg choked out Avery?
I mean, it's
possible. They can't be even close to the
same way. Looks pretty strong.
Good for Zuckerberg.
All right. Hey, Kev, episode 25.
Quick shift.
Any closing?
Yeah, Avery walked out. I guess he wanted that to be his closer.
I guess so,
Like showing up, you win, some kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're back. Lots more hockey coming up. Quick shift.